am checking in with Greg Ruberg. He is our CEO of Lakeview Clinic and Hospital and a regular on the radio for COVID updates. Thank you, Greg, so much for your dependable call on Friday mornings.
You're welcome. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So been hearing a lot. I've been hearing about a lot of people getting vaccinated that I know personally, so I'm excited to ask you, how's the vaccine rolling out?
Actually, this week, the vaccine rollout has been going very, very smooth. We received a lot more doses of vaccine this week, and I've talked a lot in the past weeks and months about some of the challenges of short supply, and those are certainly still there. But we talked about this pilot program across Minnesota, which was essentially that lottery system where you could register as a vaccination site, and if you were a mid- to small-sized hospital, you could be awarded a significant number of vaccines some weeks, and other weeks you might get nothing. Well, this was Lake County's week, and so we received allocation of vaccine for our Lakeview Medical Clinic in Two Harbors. We received a smaller allocation for our Silver Bay Medical Clinic up in Silver Bay, and then the Lake County Public Health also had a small allocation for public health functions. So again, with our partnership, putting all of those vaccines together, we were able to roll out a significantly increased number of vaccine across the county. We did a pop-up clinic in Two Harbors on Wednesday, and we had a really good, of course, turnout. Things went really smooth. We got a lot of vaccine out. We actually took our vaccine pop-up clinic on the road yesterday, and our Lake County Public Health and Lakeview team vaccinated a large number of people up in Silver Bay at the Mary Mac. And then because of the vaccine coming this week, we're doing another pop-up clinic in Two Harbors as we speak.
Fantastic. And can you tell if is this coming close to meeting a certain amount of demand? Like, I assume all the vaccines are getting used for starters.
Yeah, so we have not wasted a single dose of vaccine since this process started, both with phase 1A healthcare workers and first responders and now with 65 plus and educators. And that has been a challenge, and I'm very proud of our team for the work they've done on this one. The challenge we have is we get vaccine kind of, it comes really quick. We don't always know when it's going to show up. When we get notified and get the delivery, we've got 72 hours to get 90% of that vaccine in people's arms, or we face a penalty or a potential of not getting vaccine in the future. And so, for example, we were on Monday evening working a small team of us trying to figure out, do we advertise a pop-up clinic Tuesday morning on the hotline for Wednesday, because we did not have vaccine in hand yet. So we were waiting for a shipment. We were tracking the FedEx number. We were supposed to be here at one time. It wasn't here. It kept getting delayed. And so you have to make a call at some point. And the risk is if you make a call to do the pop-up clinic and the vaccine doesn't arrive, then you can't give it, and you've got hundreds of angry people or frustrated people, which I don't blame them. If we hold back waiting for the vaccine, we can't get it on the hotline quick enough and build the clinic, and then you sit on vaccine that we should be getting out to our residents. So we got lucky that we made the decision together. The email confirmation came, it arrived, and we did the pop-up clinic on Wednesday. So to your second point, I think the demand certainly is lessening some. I think that we're still short for supply, but what we're seeing is that we've vaccinated hundreds of people in this age group now, and as we add more and more vaccine, we're getting less demand on for requests. It's still overwhelming in terms of number of appointments. The other benefit we've seen is that people have gone to the pilot site in Mount Iron. A few got into Duluth. Some are going to Duluth Health Systems. So as more kind of opportunity comes up for vaccine, it takes pressure off just the Lake County kind of distribution process. So I think all of those things are coming together nicely to allow us to get more vaccine out to people that want it and need it.
Good to hear. And, you know, I'm guessing the people that want it the most are also getting it, you know, being the most proactive about going and finding it one way or another. And so that seems to be happening at many, anyone over 65, I guess, like you say, is eligible now. And that can really happen. I had one question from a listener. Greg, is there any accommodation or for the hard of hearing, people who can't necessarily talk on the phone? It seems like the phone is maybe an integral part of the application process.
Yeah, so this actually came up this week for, you know, the first time that we had heard about this, and we're actually meeting at 11 o'clock with the county team again today. So a couple things that we've done. So we have the hotline, which some people have said, or a couple of individuals have said, it's really hard if you're hearing impaired to listen to a recorded message because you can't ask people to repeat, call back again. And so what we've been able to do is, again, maintaining fairness and consistency to everybody across the county. If somebody is hearing impaired, we can provide that written script after it goes live. and that can be helpful for people.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the online option for people that can't, you know, hear on the phone to make their appointment. But again, some people have said, well, I can't navigate my computer effectively to be able to do that. So we take all feedback from people and try to find solutions to be really create fairness and support people. So we'll be talking more about that at 11 for individuals next week as we have pop-up clinics. So that's a great question. And again, we're trying to find as many ways to allow people to get the vaccine if they want it, but yet maintain fairness and consistency where nobody gets an advantage as well, because that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would imagine the people actually the most vulnerable are the ones that aren't tech savvy and hard of hearing, and then the main thing is the lack of some kind of intimate family support, because I know there are in some ways adult children taking care of this for their parents, and so that would be one area where it would be easy to slip through the cracks. So good to hear that that's all being addressed, and let's move on, Greg, to just the state of COVID. It sounds like the numbers. What can you tell us about the numbers?
You know, I think this is just such good news to share, and again, I think a reason for a small celebration around the work that we've done across Lake County, but also I think across the state. But when we talk about Lake County, we're seeing very few new cases each day. I mean, we're seeing some days with zero new cases, and we are still testing. That's the question I get is, well, we're probably at zero because we're not testing. And we're still testing a number of people, you know, through our clinic, you know, in our drive-up testing site. Yesterday we had two new cases, and that brought our total to 692. And I almost hate to share the total number now because, again, these are not active cases. These are just a cumulative total since we started recording. But I think that the reason to celebrate is that all of the efforts that we're doing countywide and statewide and in our communities is working to slow and minimize the spread. So I think if you went back to, well, certainly last spring, but last summer and last fall, and even when it was probably the worst here was in kind of mid-November when we really were strained as a local hospital, if you could picture a time that we were at zero, one, or two cases a day, you know, no new hospitalizations or deaths on a daily basis, and vaccine rolling out pretty rapidly across the county with that limited supply, I think we would all been overjoyed to hear that.
Right.
We can't lose focus of that. You know, I look at the numbers, of course, a couple of times a day, and I trend those, and I trend the vaccination rate. And I give you, for example, as of February 9th, we had almost 16% of our population in Lake County had at least one dose of the vaccine. That's going to jump significantly by Sunday or Monday when we record all of these people we've done Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we clearly are vaccinating more people, and we are controlling the spread. We're doing more activities, more things are open, and people are able to do more. So again, that is all great news, and we should celebrate that. Some people say, and I've heard a couple people say, well, yeah, but we're going to have another surge in March, and it's going to be right back to where we started. I personally don't think that just because we're doing well and we're vaccinating that people are going to start taking their masks off and getting together in huge groups and doing all of those kind of things. I think people understand that this isn't over, but we're doing the right things, and we've become accustomed to doing the right things, and we can keep this going a little bit longer to get through that potential risk in the spring and get back to summer and get outside and again, continue to do well with this.
Right. It's kind of the whole, like, living with COVID as well as living in spite of COVID. Like, this is something that we have that we've been trying to manage for a long time. And what I hear you saying is that, you know, at least at this stage in the game, it feels like a manageable level that we've reached and cause to celebrate. You know, like you said, maybe not the final celebration of the battle's over, but do you think there's a fear of hoping that it could be on its way out, Greg? Or, like, what is it that's I don't know. It seems like it's difficult to acknowledge if something is going well sometimes.
Well, yeah, and I can give you my perspective on this, and maybe this is, well, it certainly is biased as a hospital administrator, but the way that I look at this is, to your point, is we have to manage COVID-19. We're not going to eliminate it. We know that. We don't typically just eliminate a virus. So if you look at the influenza virus, our goal is to manage that and to protect high-risk people and to use good judgment to really try to control the spread. So I've heard people say, well, what's the point of a vaccine if it's just going to mutate and we're going to have to get another one next year? Well, what is the alternative? I mean, you could just not do a vaccine and have high-risk people dying at an alarming rate and overwhelming health care. Nobody wants that. And so the way that I look at this is if we can get enough people vaccinated, especially the high-risk people that are the ones that may have serious illness or death from COVID, we'll get to a certain point that we can manage that where, you know, it's always going to be a risk and people are probably going to be dying from COVID for years, but it's the people, again, those high-risk people. What we need to do is get enough people vaccinated and make enough changes that the healthcare system or the infrastructure around the country can support that. So if you need care for COVID, you can go into the hospital and get appropriate care, which will keep getting better as we learn more, mm-hmm. but you can also get a ventilator. You also have staff to care for you because they're not being quarantined and out of work from the ICU and the nursing units. And so over time, I think, and then if you have a heart attack, you can go into the hospital and get ICU care because it's not filled with COVID patients that we can't manage well. So I think the bigger picture is how do we control this thing to a point that we prevent those surges where the healthcare industry as a whole can care for people. We can learn and get better and better at our management, learn new therapeutics and new management and all of that to a point that life becomes back to what we call somewhat normal or a new normal.
Yes. Great. Well, on that note, Greg, I think unless you have more to say, I think we're all set for the week.
All right. Sounds good. I hope we have more good news to share next week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay. Sounds good. You take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, giving us his perspective and his local update on the COVID situation.